Good bracha. We hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Mori, our Rapilo B'Meir Chilmecha, our reigning Kaparos Mishkabo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Yishayo. Today we learn the very, very short Perek Lamed Aleph. The grand total of Perek Lamed Aleph is all of 9 psukim. But the truth is, this parak really continues the first part of the last parak, which we learned yesterday, which pointed out on several occasions, it's out of order, as we keep pointing out. But Yishayo continues his attack on the Jewish people of Malchus Yehuda for going after the Egyptians. And the Navi said, he was told, preserve the Nevuah for posterity. And so he continues, and he says, Hoy hayordim Mitzrayim le'ezra susim Yishayinu. He says, woe unto the people who go down to Egypt. They rely on horses. They trust on the chariots, on the horsemen, because they're strong, but they don't turn to Hashem. He says, where is it that you forget and you don't check with the Nevi'im? By going to the Egyptians without checking with the Nevi'im, you seem to imply that you had a lot of great wisdom, that you didn't need to ask Hashem. Well, begam hu chacham. You have to understand, God is also pretty wise. He knows you have no faith in Him. And so therefore, vayovei ra. It's your actions are going to bring about the catastrophe of the loss of most of Yehuda. And Hashem promised the Jewish people they would never have to go face the Egyptians. Los osifu derosamat olam. If you were able to believe in Hashem, you would have followed through. And having given the Nevuah about this disastrous failure, Yishayo now contrasts this with the miraculous salvation of Yerushalayim without the help. And that, despite the fact that it faced the same enemy, he describes the embattled city of Yerushalayim under the siege. It's like a growling lion holding on to its prey in the face of a horde of shepherds there to fight him. And no matter how many shepherds there are, or how loud they shout, the lion is secure and unaffected. So in this allegory, the secure growling lion is the Shekhinah of Hashem, which gave confidence to the people. And we'll see how the people of Ashur in Perek Lamed Vav, we'll see how they taunted and insulted the Jews, but the Jews sang Shira. Because, of course, we're talking about the Karban Pesach night, and they were singing, and that's what they did. And having characterized Hashem's protection of Yerushalayim, the Navi describes it as birds flying protectively over their young. And the two metaphors, the growling lion and the flying birds, the Radak says, represents power and speed. And some say that it's also an animal, a bird that can swoop down. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to do. We talk about that in the dominating of the Yom Nerim and the Shachas of Yom Yerushalayim. That's how Hashem protects upon us. And we need to understand that our relationship with Hashem does run that way. And the Navi then tells the Jewish people to do tshuva. And the first step to tshuva is to reject the idolatry, to reject where you come from. And during the time in the Nevi'im, the Jewish people were plagued by this fascination with Avodah Zarah. And it's being practiced one way or another. However, we find that throughout Tanakh, there were people who had this Yetzirah. And they all ran after it. So the Navi underscores his plea for tshuva by saying Yerushalayim was saved by a miracle, not by human intervention. And so you have to listen to Hashem, not to go ahead and fall for it. And he says the end of the Assyrian threat would be a miracle of Yerushalayim. And the Assyrian rock, the military machine, was wiped out. Its officers were left trembling. Asher ur lo b'tzion, v'tanur lo b'Yerushalayim. Its fires in Zion, its furnaces in Yerushalayim. As a result of the destruction of their army, at the gates of Yerushalayim, the Assyrians saw Zion, Yerushalayim, as the place where Hashem has his fireplace. What is that? There are 3 openings to Gehenna, right? And one is there in Yerushalayim. It means that the place of the greatest Kedusha has the greatest danger to those who go against it, and that is the focus that the Assyrians learned straight up, and of course, Sancheirav winds up falling right into the pit. With this, we close out Perek Lamed Aleph, and Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, we'll start Perek Lamed Beis. Have a great day.